Okay, as soon as you cross that street, if you could pull over to that, I'm assuming it's a bus stop in a safe location, and just kind of hold tight there for a second. And you said they threw a bottle at you?
Well, it was an empty, like, pop bottle, and he walked up to the front of the bus to tell me I'm racist and walked out the door, and then he threw it backwards at me.
Okay, yeah. Cross the street, stop at that bus stop. Just protocol, we're going to need to mark this as an incident. That's, you know, it's still somewhat of an assault there. So go ahead and let me know when you get stopped. Take some deep breaths. Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'll take a minute. I'm okay.
Okay, and the bottle, did the bottle actually hit you?
No, it got caught up in the door, like the top of the door, or, like, it didn't hit me, and I had the barrier up, too.
Okay, so the bottle just, like, was it a glass bottle or, like, a can?
Like a plastic soda bottle.
And how many kids were there, do you recall?
Three. He just called F, oh my gosh, he just said, fuck you, bitch, and now he's getting on the bus behind me.
Okay. You are stopped and pulled over, correct? Tying up your bus?
Yes. You're going to let him ride that bus behind me?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Do you have a description of the kids?
The kid that just did it looks like he was mixed. He's got a little afro that's kind of like a dark blonde and kind of greenish eyes.
Can you take a guess about how old he was?
12 to 14.
And what he was wearing?
I think a black hoodie.
Okay, just stand by there for a moment for me, okay?
Okay.